Hi, I'm Laura Silva Quesada, and I will be guiding you through the Alpha Anchor and Learning. This microcourse offers information that will enhance your concentration, ability to learn, and your memory. It will help you learn more effectively and remember information easily. In Alpha Anchor and Learning, you will learn about trigger mechanisms and how to use them so as to access empowering thoughts, behaviors, beliefs, resources, and feelings. Trigger mechanisms can be established easily and programmed by the person desiring the benefits. This microcourse offers you information that will help you learn how to consciously establish a practical trigger mechanism for the purpose of studying and test-taking. Having good recall ability is a desirable quality that everyone can have. This microcourse can provide valuable information that will help you concentrate, learn, and remember. Our goal for you is for you to learn how to consciously establish a practical trigger mechanism for the purpose of studying and test-taking. Let's begin. Alpha Anchor for Learning involves a trigger mechanism or conditioned stimulus that releases or activates a process leading to a desired outcome, the outcome being a conditioned or predictable response. Any information coming in through the physical senses, such as an image, sound, sensation, smell, or taste, is capable of serving as a trigger mechanism. Multiple senses are often involved in the conscious and unconscious formation of a trigger mechanism. Trigger mechanisms involve a cause-effect relationship and are used to access empowering thoughts, behaviors, beliefs, resources, and feelings. They can easily be established or programmed by the person desiring the benefits. In Alpha Anchor and Learning, the trigger mechanism will be used in order to release the conditioned response of remembering information that has been impressed under a more conscious learning condition. The most practical trigger mechanism is one that is subtle, so that you can use it openly without attracting attention, and slightly different than anything else you do. The Alpha Anchor or trigger mechanism is in the form of a specific hand position that resembles the hand position while holding a pencil or pen. Certain factors are to be considered in order to achieve the best possible outcome, such as 1. The Alpha Anchor or trigger mechanism is more effective when the desired outcome of remembering is consciously associated with the trigger. 2. It is easier to reach the desired outcome when the trigger mechanism is consciously anchored in immediately before and or after the learning of information. 3. The anchoring of the information learned to the Alpha Anchor or trigger mechanism is done during a meditation, before and or after learning the information that needs to be remembered. 4. The intensity and effectiveness of the Alpha Anchor or trigger mechanism is greater when it is strongly impressed and reinforced frequently. And 5. The Alpha Anchor used for learning is most effective when good study skills exist and mental programming is used. The Alpha Anchor works best when there already exists some organized learning practices and a positive mental state. In order to receive the greatest benefits from your studies, refrain from saying negative statements about your memory, learning ability, and test-taking expectations. Replace negative statements with positive ones instead, and encourage those in your study group to do the same. This will help keep you and those in your study group focused and positive. The following statements are examples of how to shift from a negative to a positive. Whenever you catch yourself saying, "I forgot," say to yourself mentally, "Delete," and then replace it with a more positive statement such as, "It slipped my mind, but it will come to me in a moment." If you catch yourself saying, "I am so forgetful," delete the statement and replace it with, "I remember easily." Other statements are, "I have a terrible memory." Delete and replace with, "I have a perfect memory." Or, "I never remember anything." Delete and replace with, "I can remember everything." How about, "Nothing I learned sticks." Delete and replace with, "Everything I learned stays." How about, "I forget all the time." Delete and replace with, "I remember all the time." "I have a hard time learning." Delete and replace with, "Learning is easy for me." "I am so stupid." Delete and replace with, "I am brilliant." "I am a bad student." Delete and replace with, "I am a very good student who learns easily." "Taking tests makes me nervous." Delete and replace with, "I am always calm during tests." "I'll never pass." Delete and replace with, "I will remember what I studied and pass." You will discover that having a positive mental attitude about your learning and test-taking capabilities is as valuable as studying itself. Learning will continue for the rest of your life, and what you learn can greatly impact your relationships, education, career, and income. Putting some planned and conscious effort to improving your study skills and learning ability will give you ongoing rewards for the rest of your life. The following are some recommendations for learning and improving your memory. Be rested and alert. Many young students stay awake till the wee hours of the morning watching television, chatting on their computer, or talking on the telephone. And parents are not always able to prevent that from happening. College students, with their newfound freedom, away from home, and managing their own time, often go days with little sleep. Today, students have very busy schedules with school activities, sports, and extracurricular activities that the only time left for studying is late at night, and or they end up cramming for tests and finals at the very last minute. Lack of sleep is detrimental to learning and interferes with concentration and memory. It also weakens the immune system, can lead to higher occurrences of health problems, and cause accidents. If sleeplessness is a problem, then learn to take 10 to 15 minute power naps or meditations in order to energize yourself and keep you going for another hour or two. Take frequent breaks while studying to accommodate your power naps and meditations. Use your meditation time to program yourself to have better concentration and recall abilities. Overcoming sleeplessness will help you focus better and learn more effectively. Stay on top of the game and do not lag behind with your reading and assignments. Encourage yourself to be punctual with your studies by going through a mental future pace. Future pacing is a process that involves mentally rehearsing yourself through some future situation. It allows you to experience the consequences of some behavior, such as not keeping up with reading assignments or studies. On the other hand, repeated future pacing of a new desired behavior helps to ensure that the new desired behavior will occur naturally and automatically. To future pace the situation of not doing your assignments on time, simply close your eyes and imagine yourself on your mental screen as you move through time and into the future. As you observe yourself moving through time, notice how difficult you have made your life out to be simply because you did not keep up with your assignments. Notice how your test scores are low when they could have just as easily been very high. Notice feeling a sense of personal failure by not having done your assignments properly. Recognize how the outcome could have been so different and better had you kept up with your assignments. Allow yourself to come to the realization that this negative outcome was of your making, since you are the only one in control of all of your outcomes, good and bad. After future pacing the situation of not doing your assignments on time, bring your awareness back to the present and do a second future pace, only this time, of you keeping up with your assignments and receiving all the positive benefits that come with that. Imagine yourself receiving good grades, experiencing less pressure and stress, and having the feeling of accomplishment. Make sure you lock in to the wonderful feeling of achievement by stepping into the image of the accomplished you fully and completely, and experience how wonderful it feels to keep up with your studies and make good grades. Then open your eyes and make the conscious decision to create a positive outcome for yourself by simply studying. Future pacing is a good technique that can help motivate you to keep up with your assignments and make studying less burdensome.